Extract number 1. Read the questions.
Sarah and Steve are sister and brother. Sarah is 16 and Steve is 14. They live in an apartment in a big city with their parents. Sarah and Steve have an uncle and an aunt who live in the country. Sometimes they visit them and spend the weekend there. Aunt Josie and Uncle Bernie live in a big two-story house on a farm. The house is surrounded by trees, flowers, and grass. Aunt Josie and Uncle Bernie have a son, Mike, who is 6. He's an only child. They also have a big dog named Max. Mike loves to be with Sarah and Steve. They all get along very well. One day, Aunt Josie calls Sarah and Steve's mother, Anna. Aunt Josie invites Sarah and Steve to spend the weekend with them again. Anna knows her children love to go to the farm. After talking to her husband, she agrees, and they take their children to the bus station. The children arrive at the town near the farm on Friday evening. Uncle Bernie is there to meet them. While he's driving to the farm, he tells Sarah and Steve about the plans for the weekend. They are going fishing and canoeing tomorrow. Aunt Josie and Uncle Bernie are still getting everything ready for tomorrow. There are some things to buy. Uncle Bernie and Aunt Josie need to drive to the city store a few miles away. If we are a little late, there's food in the oven. Here's my cell phone number. If there are any problems, just call me, Aunt Josie says. Aunt Josie and Uncle Bernie get into the car and drive away.
Now, listen again.
Sarah and Steve are sister and brother. Sarah is 16 and Steve is 14. They live in an apartment in a big city with their parents. Sarah and Steve have an uncle and an aunt who live in the country. Sometimes they visit them and spend the weekend there. Aunt Josie and Uncle Bernie live in a big two-story house on a farm. The house is surrounded by trees, flowers, and grass. Aunt Josie and Uncle Bernie have a son, Mike, who is 6. He's an only child. They also have a big dog named Max. Mike loves to be with Sarah and Steve. They all get along very well. One day, Aunt Josie calls Sarah and Steve's mother, Anna. Aunt Josie invites Sarah and Steve to spend the weekend with them again. Anna knows her children love to go to the farm. After talking to her husband, she agrees, and they take their children to the bus station. The children arrive at the town near the farm on Friday evening. Uncle Bernie is there to meet them. While he's driving to the farm, he tells Sarah and Steve about the plans for the weekend. They are going fishing and canoeing tomorrow. Aunt Josie and Uncle Bernie are still getting everything ready for tomorrow. There are some things to buy. Uncle Bernie and Aunt Josie need to drive to the city store a few miles away. If we are a little late, there's food in the oven. Here's my cell phone number. If there are any problems, just call me, Aunt Josie says. Aunt Josie and Uncle Bernie get into the car and drive away.
Extract number 2. Read the questions.
Hit the road, Jack.
Hey, Todd. I know you've traveled a lot. What countries have you lived in?
I've lived in 3 countries. I've traveled to many, many countries, but I've actually lived in 3. I lived in England for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Thailand for 4 years. And I have lived in Japan for 15 years.
Wow. So when you lived in England, why did you live there?
It was the first country I traveled to after college. And I had a work permit, a work visa for 1 year. And I worked at a pub restaurant, which was great. It was in the countryside. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it. And then I did that for 6 months. I lived near Cambridge, so I was near Cambridge University.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I moved to London. And again, I worked at a restaurant. And I lived in London and just worked.
Wow. So it was after college. How old were you?
I was 23 years old.
Oh, and living in London, that must have been fun.
It was fun. And interestingly, when I went to England, I could not understand British people. It took me maybe 2 months before I could understand their English. So it was very, very difficult to understand British people when I first moved there.
Ah, so you liked it.
I did like England. It was fun. It was my first country. But the weather was cold for me. So I'm from California,
right.
And California in the United States is very warm.
So after England, did you move someplace warmer?
I did. Right after England, I moved to Thailand, and I lived in Thailand for over 4 years.
Wow. Why did you live in Thailand?
I was traveling, and in Thailand, I had no money, and I needed a job, and I wanted to stay in Thailand, so I became an English teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you teach English there for 4 years?
I did. So I went there, and I began teaching English. Then I got a teaching course certificate to teach English in Thailand, and I really enjoyed it. The Thai students were really fun. And Thailand is a great place to live because the weather is really nice, the people are really friendly, and the food is delicious. It has the best food in the world, I think.
So you liked Thailand too?
I did. Thailand was great, yeah.
So England, Thailand, you said next was Japan?
Yeah, so next was Japan, and Japan's nice. I am a teacher, an English teacher in Japan, and I love teaching English in Japan. Like Thailand, the food is really, really good. The people are nice.
Are there fun things to do in Japan?
Yes, actually, I like Japan the most because you get everything. You get lots of beautiful nature, but also Japan has many, many nice cities. So you can go to Tokyo, Osaka, Fukuoka, and the cities have lots to do. There's good shopping, great restaurants. It's easy to travel in Japan by train and bus. So it's really nice.
Wow, that sounds like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it is. Definitely a good place to live.
Now, listen again.
Hit the road, Jack. Hey, Todd. I know you've traveled a lot. What countries have you lived in?
I've lived in 3 countries. I've traveled to many, many countries, but I've actually lived in 3. I lived in England for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Thailand for 4 years. And I have lived in Japan for 15 years.
Wow. So when you lived in England, why did you live there?
It was the first country I traveled to after college. And I had a work permit, a work visa for 1 year. And I worked at a pub restaurant, which was great. It was in the countryside. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it. And then I did that for 6 months. I lived near Cambridge, so I was near Cambridge University.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I moved to London. And again, I worked at a restaurant. And I lived in London and just worked.
Wow. So it was after college. How old were you?
I was 23 years old.
Oh, and living in London, that must have been fun.
It was fun. And interestingly, when I went to England, I could not understand British people. It took me maybe 2 months before I could understand their English. So it was very, very difficult to understand British people when I first moved there.
Ah, so you liked it.
I did like England. It was fun. It was my first country. But the weather was cold for me. So I'm from California,
right. And
California in the United States is very warm.
So after England, did you move someplace warmer?
I did. Right after England, I moved to Thailand, and I lived in Thailand for over 4 years.
Wow. Why did you live in Thailand?
I was traveling, and in Thailand, I had no money, and I needed a job. And I wanted to stay in Thailand, so I became an English teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you teach English there for 4 years?
I did. So I went there and I began teaching English. Then I got a teaching course certificate to teach English in Thailand, and I really enjoyed it. The Thai students were really fun. And Thailand is a great place to live because the weather is really nice, the people are really friendly, and the food is delicious. It has the best food in the world, I think.
So you liked Thailand too?
I did. Thailand was great, yeah.
So England, Thailand, you said next was Japan?
Yeah, so next was Japan, and Japan's nice. I am a teacher, an English teacher in Japan, and I love teaching English in Japan. Like Thailand, the food is really, really good. The people are nice.
Are there fun things to do in Japan?
Yes, actually, I like Japan the most because you get everything. You get lots of beautiful nature, but also Japan has many, many nice cities. So you can go to Tokyo, Osaka, Fukuoka, and the cities have lots to do. There's good shopping, great restaurants. It's easy to travel in Japan by train and bus, so it's really nice.
Wow, that sounds like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it is. Definitely a good place to live.
That is the end of part 1.